So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Kahanim Levim Patur Mikal B'chem. The Kahanim Levim are exempt from the mitzvah of B'chayr. And this is derived through the following Kal B'chem. Im Patre Eshal Yisrael B'midbar Dinu Sh'yiftar Eshal Atzman. If the Kahanim Levim exempted the B'chayr Yisrael in the Midbar, the Kahanim Levim can certainly exempt themselves from the mitzvah of B'chayr. And the Gemara elaborates. The Mishnah in the following parak states, Lo Niftaru M'B'chayr Behemet Tahira Ela M'Pidin HaBen U'Petach Amar. The Kahanim Levim are not exempt from the mitzvah B'chayr of a firstborn kosher animal. They're only exempt from the mitzvah b'chayra of a firstborn son and of a firstborn donkey. B'chayra Adam is derived from the above-mentioned Kal B'chayma, as the Pasuk in Parashat Bamidbar states, Ka'achas Alevim Tachas B'chayr B'vnei Yisrael, Ves Behemas Alevim Tachas Behem Tem B'chayu Li Alevim. The B'chayra Adam of the Yisraelim were exchanged for the Levim, and the B'chayra Behema of the Yisraelim were exchanged for the Behemas of the Levim. Therefore, Im Hefkiya Kedushas and Shalavim, Kedusha Shal Yisrael B'midbar, Lo Yefkiya Shal Atzma, if the Levim, even those that were not Bechair, removed the Kedusha from others, the Bechair Yisrael, then a Levi that is a Bechair certainly removes the Kedusha from himself. And this halacha of Ptur Mi Bechair applies even to Paches Mi Ben Chedesh, a Levi younger than 30 days. And Ben Leviya, a Bechair Yisrael whose mother is a Levite, even though there's no Kal B'chayma for them, because they did not remove the Kedusha of the Bechair Yisrael in the Midbar, nevertheless, both are Patam and Bechair because the word Halavim teaches Hukshu Kalavim Zeh L'Zeh. The exemption applies to all Levim. And this pasuk is also a source for Kahanim, that they are Patam and Bechair, because Be'esther and Ba'abo, Mekayim is Nikro Kahanim Levim. In 24 Pesukim, the Kahanim are referred to as Levim. And this halacha that they are Patam and Bechair applies even L'Darius to future generations, because the pasuk concludes V'hayu Le'alavim, V'hayu B'havayas in you, their status always remains as is. The Gemara proceeds with the Machlekes in the source for Bechair Behem Tzimeya Shal Kahanim Levim Patam. Abaya holds that the same Kal B'chayma also works for Bechair Behem Tzimeya, Im Efkiya Behemtim Shal Levim, Behemah Shal Yisrael B'midbar, Dinu Shetefkiya Eshal Atzman. If the Behemah Tmeya of the Levim, even those that were not Bechayrim, removed the Kedusha from others, the Bechayr Behemah Tmeya of the Yisraelim, then the Behemah Tmeya of the Levim, that is a Bechayr, certainly removes the Kedusha from itself. And Taisus adds, however, the Kal B'chayma does not work for Bechayr Behemah Tahira, even though they removed the Kedusha from the Behemah Tahira of the Yisraelim, because Sheyeshlin Kedusha is Mizbeach. These animals are brought as karbanos. And Kahan Levim Kravim Litzad Mizbeach Yaiser Mishal Yisrael. The Kahan Levim have a closer connection to Karbanis than Yisrael. Therefore, the Behemah Tahira of the Levim only removes Kedusha from Behemah Tahira of Yisraelim, but not from their own. While Rava holds, the Kal B'chayma does not work for any Bechayr Behema. And Bechayr Behema Tameya is derived from the following pasuk in Parashas Karach. Ach Podei Tifte Es Bechayr Adam, Ves Bechayr HaBehema HaTameya Tifte. The Hekesh, the comparison from Bechayr Adam to Bechayr Behema Tameya teaches, Kol Sheyeshna BeBechayr Adam, Yeshna BeBechayr Behema Tameya, Bechol Sheyeshna BeBechayr Adam, Eina BeBechayr Behema Tameya. Those who are obligated in Bechayr Adam are obligated in Bechayr Behema Tameya. However, the Kahan Levim who are exempt from Bechayr Adam because of the Kal B'chayma are also exempt from Bechayr Behema Tameya. The Gemara proceeds that the previously mentioned Hekesh from Bechayr Adam to Bechayr Behema Tameya is also the source for Seshal Ben Levi Petach HaMorim Shal Yisrael. In the Midbar, the sheep of the Levim removed Kedusha from the firstborn donkeys of the Israelim, because Ma Bechayr Adam Lechalakta Ben Lederis Ben Laisa Shah Bekesef Af Behema Tameya Leitach Likbay Ben Lederis Ben Laisa Shah Beseh. Just as regarding the Bechayri Adam, there was no distinction between the Pidna of future generations and the Midbar, and the Bechayri Adam that exceeded the number of Levim were redeemed with money, so too regarding Bechayr Behema Tameya, there's no distinction between the Pidna of future generations and the Midbar, and they were redeemed with sheep. Chanina adds, Se'echad shal ben Levi, Pater kama pitcher chamar mi Yisrael. One sheep of a Levi could remove Kedusha from many donkeys of Yisrael, because the Pasuk states, Ves behemes alavim tachas behemtem. Behemes is singular, while behemtem is plural. This teaches Behema achas tachas behemes harber, one animal for many animals. The Gemara proceeds with the Machlekes Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish regarding Bechayris b'midbar, the Bechayr Yisrael that were born in the Midbar. And after a lengthy discussion, the Gemara concludes as follows. There's no Machlekes regarding Bechayr Yisrael Yetzu mi Mitzrayim Kachru. All agree that the Bechayr Yisrael that were born in Mitzrayim got Kedushas Bechayr, because the Pasuk states, Kadosh li kol Bechayr lihu. And there's no machlekes regarding Bechayris Bishan Rishayna. All agree that the Bechayr Yisrael that were born in the Midbar during the first year also got Kedushas Bechayr, because the Pasuk in Parashat B'Midbar states, Pekoyd kol Bechayr zoch lebnei Yisrael. In the beginning of the second year, they counted all the Bechayr, even those that were born in the Midbar in the first year. The machlekes is only regarding Bechayris Mikan Ve'elech, the Bechayr Yisrael that were born in the Midbar from the second year until they entered Eretz Yisrael. B'yechon holds Kitru B'loi Pasku. The Bechayris always got Kedusha from Yitzis and Simon on, and there was no lapse in the Midbar because the words Li Yiyu teach, Bava Yasnihu, the Kedusha is everlasting. While Rish Lakish holds Kachu Upasku. The Bukhari's got Kedusha only from Yitzis and Simon until Shana Shnia, but then the Kedusha sees until Bias Haaretz. Because the Pasuk states, V'hayi ki v'yacha v'havarta, and it applies only from when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael. This implies, however, the Mi'ikar Olei Kaddish. Before that, the Bukhari did not get Kedusha's Bukhari. What Rabbi Yechonah holds, V'hayi ki v'yacha v'havarta, teaches, Asei mitzvah zush she b'shvila tikanes la'aretz. By fulfilling the mitzvah of Bukhari, you will merit entering Eretz Yisrael.